And now University of Newcastle journalism student Grace Dillon is showing us how some competitions can make a huge difference. It's 2NURFM's Through the Looking Glass.
When you think about a competition, what comes to your mind? Do you think of trivia, swimming carnivals, or maybe a sporting competition? But did a competition of blood donations ever cross your mind? Well, the residents living at the University of Newcastle are doing just that, competing college versus college to get the most blood donations for Lifeblood Australia's mission.
A good friendly competition is always a great way of getting people to join in, and I think we're all quite competitive, so we're all pushing for more of our college people to join.
The charity officers of the UON residents of International House, Izzy and Lockie, make it their mission to make friends from acquaintances while making a massive impact on the lives of others.
I find that because we donate in groups, you sort of allow the people in the groups to get to know each other. And from my perspective, it sort of has allowed me to get to know other people who I wouldn't know prior. It's always a bit of a scary thing to donate blood for your first time.
Yeah, I've had people come up to me and say that they're afraid of donating and they're afraid of needles, and yet they've still come along and given it a go, and I'm absolutely so proud of them for that.
And it's through these residential communities and their urge to help others where they can that has made UON an absolute powerhouse institution in the blood drive scene.
So for the last 5 years in a row, the University of Newcastle has donated the most blood in the Hunter region. And to put that in perspective, about a third of that blood will come from resident students. And to put that in perspective, that would make the residents in the top five blood donations of organisations in the Hunter Valley.
When I spoke to Brian from Lifeblood Newcastle, he told me that one blood donation is needed every 18 seconds in Australia. That's more than three every minute of every single day.
And there's so many people out there that need blood products, you just don't know. So you could be walking down the street this afternoon and pass, you know, half a dozen recipients that have used blood and are alive because of blood, but you just don't know.
And it's people like Lockie, Izzy and other UON residents that are transforming the lives of so many.
We're really helping the wider community in our donations. I know that my last one personally reached 18 life-giving treatments. So we're really helping everyone and we're just so proud of you.
What inspires me the most is that the different charity officers that come through each year and seeing the passion they have, and they don't actually understand what they can do. I think last year one residence made close to 200 donations. That helped 600 lives. That's just one residence. There's some really passionate students out there that are driving more than they could possibly donate themselves.
UON residents define true spirit because they're not just competing in another touch footy game or gala day. They're changing the lives of countless individuals, and that is what community really means.
What a great competition. If you'd like to donate blood as a team or as an individual, you can go to lifeblood.com.au for more information.